So here in year one at St. Peter's School in Woolworth, and as part of our literacy work, we've been looking all at fantasy stories. And in particular, one of our favourite year one books, which is Where the Wild Things Are. Now, I've got three friends from year one to help explain and share their work. Young man, your name, please.
Hello, my name's Bob.
Hello, my name's Adriana.
Hello, my name's Issy.
Great, we've got Mark, Adriana and Issy all from year one. So we've been really reading the story of Where the Wild Things Are and then getting our year one children to retell it and rewrite it in their own words. So Mark, Adriana and Issy have very kindly agreed to read out some of their work. Maybe not all of it, because we've been writing lots and lots of words here, but we'll certainly give it a go. So Mark, if you want to read yours first, please.
That night, Max wore his wolf suit and made mischief of one kind and another. His mum said, "He, you wild thing," and he said, "I'll eat you up." So his mum sent him to his room, and that night a forest grew in Max's room, and
that's fine, Mark, that's good. So that's an idea of Mark's work, and we've got some wonderful pictures as well. So thank you for your reading. Right, let's move round to Adriana. So let's have a few sentences, or maybe the first page or so from your Where the Wild Things Are, please, Adriana.
That night, Max wore his wool suit and made mystery of one kind and another. And Max's mum called him Wild Thing, and Max said, "I will eat you up." So he was sent to bed without any supper. That very night, a forest grew until it was the world all around
me. Okay, that's wonderful. That's been Adriana's work. Very, very detailed. And patiently waiting, our friend Issy in year one. So please, Issy, let's have a short section from your Where the Wild Things Are, please.
That night, Max hammered the wall. He made mischief. The king of all.
He
sailed in his boat. He found the wild things. They gnashed their terrible claws. They gnashed their terrible teeth. Max said, "Stop, be still."
Okay, wonderful. So that's the first page in Issy's Where the Wild Things Are. So what we're doing, the idea here in year one, we're trying to really combine our literacy and our drama work. So we've been retelling the story of one of our favourite books, Where the Wild Things Are, and we're also going to be having the children acting out many scenes, taking on the characters, doing some role play, doing some hot seating, just so we get an idea about a lot more of the feelings of the characters in this book. Fantastic. So thank you to Mark. Thanks, Adriana, and thanks, Issy, for showing your work. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.